Thank you, Jesus. Love Talk Radio.
We welcome all of you who are coming to us from all over the world on the Blog Talk from everywhere. God bless you. We welcome you. The Lord spoke to me some time ago, a few years ago, and said, you're in the midst of a new awakening. I looked it up and began to see in 1740s, Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening. It was a spiritual move. And now in 2015, actually in 2014, leading to 2015, the Lord initiated what he said would be called the New Awakening. It is a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to God to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach to God. For years, for eras, people were just give me this, Lord, give me that, give me this, give me that. But now they're saying thank you, Lord, thank you for what you've done, thank you for what you're going to do, thank you for what you're doing right now. And we, on this prayer line as well as our blog line at 9 o'clock every night, we'll try to give you that number. But 9 o'clock every night, we're saying and promoting this that we want to. See people thanking God 1,000 times a day. If you think that's much, do you know your heart beats more than that? And you are a praise every time your heart beats. So many people are dying from heart attacks, dying from all kinds of problems in their glands and having 4 and 5 operation for 4 and 5. You understand what I'm saying, those tributaries to the heart, and having operations to try to keep your heart working. When God allows your heart to beat all night long, here you are on the prayer line this morning. Don't you think he deserves a praise for that? God has been so good to you. We love all of you, and we praise God for you. God is looking and booking in this last end time. He's writing new books. Look at Revelations, around the 21st chapter. It says, and the books were open. This is not the Bible. The Bible has already been written. But the Bible says that their books were open. I believe God's writing new books. And I want to be included in the new books. Amen. There is a book of life that has the names recorded of all those persons who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But then he's writing other books. Amen. I believe that. I believe that those scriptures refer to God's books that he's writing. The books were open. And these books record all of the works of the people of God, things that you've done for the glory of God. I don't just think it just says that. I think, like in most chapters of books nowadays, there are detailed descriptions of some person's life or something that they've done or some type of response that they're having to certain things. I believe God is will record some things that we've done, amen, and describe how it was done so that the people in the coming ages will have those books to live by. Well, you know, the Bible talks about there was a new heaven, a new earth here on, a new heaven here on earth. Amen. Read the book. Some of y'all keep talking about the pie in the sky, by and by, but the book, the real book, tells us that there'll be a new heaven here on earth. Amen. Right here on this earth, God's creating a newness. Amen. It may be after the enemy has been put into the burning hell and brimstone. Yeah. And the Bible says, all of you who are giving the devil so much credit for being so powerful, the Bible says in Revelation 20th chapter, and I saw one angel, an angel, take the enemy and cast him into the fiery furnace. And he put him into the pit. That's what it said. One angel did it, put him into a pit. I'm just paraphrasing here, and took the keys and locked that pit and put him in there. Amen. Why can one angel do that if he's so powerful? Amen. Angels are more powerful than the enemy. Read the book. The book tells us that he was in heaven. The devil was in heaven. And the angels fought him and kicked him out of heaven. Yeah. And he landed down here on earth. So angels are more powerful than the enemy. How could they kick him out of heaven if they weren't? They kicked him in heaven. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. All right, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you. What a privilege it is to be able to be heard by you. Oh, God, you're so ultra awesome. And we praise you for what you've done. We ask that you bind the devil everywhere, especially on the prayer line, bind the enemy. And give him grace and give him mercy. Forgive all sin, every sin of commission, every sin of omission. And God, give us miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Thank you for the ones that we've experienced already. We recognize miracles, and we do thank you for them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for forgiveness for all sins again, and we ask that you lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. The people on this prayer line, I pray that you will help them in every aspect. Don't let them leave the same way they have come. God, I'm asking that you look on Brother Johnson here. And thank you for bringing it this far, 95 years old. And you've given her miracle after miracle. Thank you for it. Now, God, this is a great day. Would you let the Holy Ghost take control here? And we'll follow the Holy Ghost, because we know that as the Holy Ghost steps in the room, everything is subject to you, Lord. And we give you free rein to just do what you want to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're praying. And we're asking all of this for the glory of God. And we believe it, Lord. Now, we ask you also to heal the sick. Give miracles to those who are facing miracle situations and needs. And ask you to give miracles to those who are facing financial ruin. Give miracles to those who are facing situations that nobody can turn around but you. God, we love you and we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, and what you've already done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give you glory and give you all of that adoration. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. Wonderful, wonderful day to give God glory. And I wonder how y'all are doing this morning. Don't let sleep get you. Amen. Wake up and get ready to give God some glory and some praise. Good morning to all of y'all. Are y'all speaking this morning? Good morning to you. Amen. All right. Thank you. Good morning to you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. I know you're in the room. Yeah. Thank you for being here right now.
Good morning.
Thank you. Some of y'all haven't even spoken to him. That's not good. Amen. Don't let other folks speak to God for you. They can't die for you. They can't accept Christ for you. They can't speak for you. And let's try it again. Good morning, Lord. Amen. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Thank God. Well, let's commence the line with praise this morning. Do you have a praise for him? Do you realize that you have a miracle already done for you? If so, why would you not want to give him praise? I want to open the line up by saying praise check, and then after that, don't be so slow to come in. Give him praise and give him adoration. We're ready now. Praise check. If you got a praise, come on in. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, you've been so good. You've been so wondrous. You've been so marvelous.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, me, oh, God, open house. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for being so good and so kind to us. We praise and magnify your name. Lord, we glorify you. We just thank you because I know you're real. You got all five in your hands.
Thank you.
You can do nothing without you. We thank you, Lord. We just praise and magnify you. We lift you up, Lord. Oh, my soul cries out to you. My soul says yes, yes, to my Lord. As a deeper depth and higher heights in you. Oh, God, take us where you want us to go. Show us the way, Lord. Show us the way. We don't know what to do or where to go. But you know, Lord. You know what you'd have us to do. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless your people here, there, and everywhere. All over the land and country. Bless the land. Let the blessing of the Lord reign. Oh, God, touch and heal sick bodies. Find the enemy that come against us. Find him and send him away. Find him and cast him out. Don't let him stay around our purposes. Oh, God, bless our homes in the name of Jesus. Bless our children, wherever they are. You know, Lord, you know they. We don't know, but you know. And you can. Bless our children. Save every one of them. We want them all saved. We thank you, Lord, for bringing our children home from behind walls. We praise and magnify your name. Oh, what a God we serve. Lord, I just thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing me way, up out of the muck and the mire. And, oh, God, touching and healing my body. You bless my soul, I praise you. Now go with us and stand by us, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Protect us and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. You're so kind.
Thank you.
Give him the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Amen. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. My soul say yes. My heart say yes. My mind say yes. But thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
So good. We praise your holy name. Oh, God, thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you,
God, thank you. God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank God, amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. Y'all just heard a miracle again. Mother Johnson was at the deficit. She's 95 years old. Amen. And the Lord brought her back. From death's door. We went over here, the Lord spoke to me and said, son, close the back door. And I got up and called and came over here and prayed and prayed. And the Lord shut the back door. See, a lot of times you got loved ones that looks like it's going to be all right. The enemy wants you to let your guard down. Get up and go over there and pray like never before. Amen. Shut that back door. Amen. The enemy wanted to try to come in. Amen. But thank God for Brother Ed Lee Johnson. God has been so good. Amen. Others got sick since she's been sick, and others have gone on. Amen. But Mother Johnson is still here. Thank God for her. All right. We love all of you on the prayer line. Amen. I've been talking about learn to recognize a miracle. I showed you a miracle just then, the Lord did. And you got to learn to recognize one in your life. Why would God give you other miracles if you haven't even recognized the miracles that he's given to you? Amen. You got to learn to recognize what the Lord is doing for you. It will get you more miracles. It will get you more tremendous blessings if you do. Learn how to see what he's done already and give him glory and give him praise. We had such a praise service at Amazing Grace on last Sunday, two or three days ago. Just simply recognizing what he'd already done. See, that's what gets you miracles. Many times, that's one of the attributes of miracles right there, learning to recognize what he's already done and giving praise and glory in advance for what he's going to do. Yeah, act like he's already done it, and that encourages God. God is moved by faith. Amen. And when you exemplify faith by praising him in advance, say, Lord, I thank you in advance for what you've done and what you're going to do. My God, it moves the Lord. And when you learn to recognize that miracle in your life and the miracles that he's doing for you, it encourages God to bless you even more. So some of y'all have received miracles that you haven't even talked about on this prayer line. Some of y'all have come to the prayer line, asked for prayer, and received miracles, and we've never heard from you. We haven't gotten any report of what God did or anything. Some of y'all, the Lord has been bountifully good to you, and you just thank God for the prayer, went on and didn't give no praise report. Thank God for the prayer and went on and just selfishly. That's a selfish move. You got to remember, well, let me prove it to you. If that offends you, let me prove it to you. There were 10 lepers, and Jesus healed all of them. 9 of them were so selfish, they didn't think about nothing but themselves. They went on their way. They didn't even turn around. I think they were scared that Jesus was going to ask them for some money or something. And they went on their way and didn't say nothing to him. Nothing. It was only one of them in the group who wasn't selfish, who really thought about the Lord. And he turned around and went back. It took time to go back. You know, sometimes it takes time to show that you're not selfish. He turned around, went back, and said, Lord, I do remember that you're the one who prayed for me, and you're the one who sent me on the road here to the priest. And something happened while I was going, and I know that the miracle happened because you told me to go show myself to the priest. And came back and said, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. And what happened then? Not only did he help himself by not being selfish, but the Lord not only received his praise and thanks, but the Lord saved him. Amen. In other words, he received a greater blessing, eternal life. So don't be so selfish. You got always prayer requests, and God does all these things for you. And you take them and you run. God bless you with a financial blessing. You never send no money to help the ministry. You send it to other people on TV and all that kind of stuff. Well, God bless you. Don't be so selfish. Amen. Learn to be a blessing. Amen. Give your praise report of what the Lord has done. And he'll bless you even more. All right, I love y'all, and I appreciate you. I wouldn't take time to try to help you if I didn't love you. I go on my way. Amen, because it takes something out of me many times. Some people don't realize that when you're praying for people, virtue goes out. Over to you scripturally. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. Yeah, and while he was on his way, a woman who had an issue of blood made it through the crowd and touched his garment. And they said, anybody could have touched the Lord. When Jesus said, who touched me? He said, no. I felt virtue go out. See, stuff that what is the virtue? For a man of God, the virtue is that that presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, he's the one that anointing actually is what it is. And the anointing is the presence of the Lord in your life. But he touches people too. And that's why I don't like for people to get in the prayer line, and I'm praying for folks, if they don't want nothing. Because you lose something when you pray for them. The virtue goes out. And when they don't want to receive it, it's kind of wasted. But learn to recognize the miracle in your life and learn to receive what the Lord has for you. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to open up the prayer line this morning. Amen. And I want you to give that praise report. Amen. In just a moment. I'm not ready for it yet. Just a moment. Ambassador Hagen, Dr. Julie Hagen, if you're there, give us a station identification. Because, see, people all over the world many times are waiting to hear your praise report, hear what God is doing for you, how he blessed you. Because he's not going to bless one child and not bless other children. He can't bless a child here in America and got children in Africa, and he doesn't bless them. Got children in India, in Russia, and he doesn't bless his children there. No, no. All right. Give us a station identification, Ambassador Dr. Hagen.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you, Chief, and good morning to you. We do honor you. Hallelujah. And we thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Zaddy, who's First Lady of the Lives. We thank God, amen, for Mother to the Nations, Brother Adelie Johnson, how God healed her body. We give God all the praise. We get to hear her leading in prayer and praying for all of us as well. We thank God, amen, for all of our ambassadors and the ambassadors-elect and to all of the bishops and bishops-elect and all of the leaders and corporate heads and to just everyone, name by name, one by one, everyone that's listening from all around the world. God bless each and every one of you. Bring you greetings. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here, and we're broadcasting live from the studio of NPARadio.com on Blog Talk Radio. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? Oh, my God. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, the Virgin Isles, Jerusalem, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. I want to thank God, amen, for this excellent job that our Chief International Ambassador is doing. And God bless you, sir, and keep on doing what you do. And back to you now.
Thank you so much. And the Holy Ghost just revealed something to me. He said, son, there's some people on this prayer line, and when you start talking and saying things that are coming from the Holy Ghost like that, he says they shut you off until you get past that. Who you think is making you do that? Some of y'all got demons working inside of you. That's not God that tells you to shut that off. I ask the Lord to take over the prayer line. I'm constantly trying to hear from him and to say the things that he is saying to me. And when I say them, the demons are having you shut that off. He doesn't want you to hear that stuff. That's demons. He doesn't want you to hear that. And I know that's harsh what I'm saying, but God is saying it to me. He's revealing that. That those are demons that have you shutting that off, doesn't want you to take nothing. See, and a year from now, you won't be grown at all. You'll be in the same spot you are right now because demons have had you shut off every time. Even at your church, when the pastor begins to say things that will affect you and say things that will take you up higher to a new realm, demons have you shut it off. They don't want you to hear that stuff. That's why the enemy's trying to kill out the old folks around the country because they are getting to these young people, having them to hear things that will come against demons, come against the devil, and make them wise against the enemy. So the Holy Ghost told me, don't do it. Open up. Open your mind up and let God get in there. Because see what happens, I'm going to tell you, I see it in the spirit realm. Somebody said to me yesterday, as they were prophesying over me, they said, Bernard, they said, Dr. Johnson, they said, Dr. Johnson, what happens, you have such an insight into the Holy Spirit that even when you pray for people, it's kind of like you get inside of that cancer. If you're praying for cancer, you can see all inside the cancer. You can see it. And I can see certain things here. Right now, as I'm talking to you, the Holy Spirit will try his best to get to your mind. But let me tell you something. You cannot help a person who shuts down, who doesn't want to be helped. That's why the Bible tells you that when Jesus tried to help folks and they didn't want to receive it, he just gave them over to a reprobate mind. In other words, said, I'll let y'all do what you want to do. Go ahead and do what you want to do, because you ain't really getting no spiritual help here, and you won't receive me. So you let your mind, if you want to be a homosexual, go on and be a homosexual. If you want to be a lesbian, go on and be a lesbian. If you want to be somebody who doesn't want to hear the Holy Spirit, go on and be that type of person. And so Jesus let him do it. And so all I can do is try to help you. If I can't help you, you know, the Lord will take over and let your mind be reprobate. In other words, you do what you want to do. God bless you. But if you got a praise report here in just a moment, I want you to give it. I'm going to ask, those persons who really, really want to glorify the Lord and got a praise report, get it ready right now in the name of Jesus. The line is open to you if you got a praise report. Anybody?
Praise God. This is Rebecca. I want to give this praise report for the Lord, for the glory of God. It's not every day that you get to eyewitness a tragic accident, but you can hear on the news. But imagine what it would feel like to actually be the first person there after witness of tragedy. But I'm telling you, God is the God of miracles. Hallelujah. This vehicle went around us, and as you know, I'm on the road most all of the time. And this vehicle went around us on the left. They were going, and they were towing an antique vehicle. And also when they went around us, something must have ran in front of them, and they, you know, put on brakes all of a sudden. And the entire thing that they were carrying along with the vehicle they were driving, it all went collapsed, whatever, and it began to spin, rolled off the road, and began to roll over, I don't know how many times, and it just completely totaled both vehicles. But I'm telling you, God is a God of miracles. God is a God of miracles. The one that was driving it was able to get out of it, and then the other one that was riding, he just broke through the windshield, began to break the other windows that was not completely shattered, and drug himself out of the windshield. And even though there was blood, you know, just pouring out from his head to toe, and there was so much blood, even on the driver, but God is a God of miracles. He still had him alive. The one that was bleeding the most still knew his name. Glory be to God, knew his phone number was intact, and the other one knew what to do. I'm telling you, it was the God of miracles. And then God sent help right away, sent a helicopter to life support them the way they need, and send people around to help them. I'm telling you, God is a God of miracles. The last I heard, they're still living and still doing good. This just happened on the weekend, but God is a God of miracles. God bless you. Back to you, T.
God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. All right, the line is open to you. If you have a miracle praise report, a praise report, a testimony, whatever you want to call it.
Good morning. This is Mr. Peterson. To God and to all praise the Lord and Dr. Johnson. Thank you, praise God. Thank you, praise God. For keeping me, I thank you, praise God, because he's good. God is good. I don't give up for a long time. But I always thank you, praise God. I don't just, God bless me. I just don't not thank you, praise God, for having my head on the line and say, well, I praise God. I was asking for what he do for me. I thank you, praise God. He took us on the weekend and with my family, and we had a glorious time when nothing go wrong that it shouldn't have. And when we went away, back to the police station, Dr. Manetti was speeding. And God bless him. He didn't give him a ticket. He just gave him one because I was his friend, and he didn't give him a ticket. So if we didn't get a ticket, he just gave him one. And I thank you, praise God, because God is good. And I know God is good. Because when for God, I wouldn't be where I am now. So I don't ever forget to give God the praise and honor what he did for me. I just don't get on the mind all the time and think I praise God for what you do or pray for me. I'm not selfish that way. I love God, and I know he loves me. I know everybody that prays for me because they don't have to take the time to pray for me. And I thank you this morning for not being mad at what you said, but God is good, and you saying what the Lord tells you to say, and I honor that. Thank you.
All right, God bless you, Sister Peterson. Anybody else have a praise report? The line is open to you.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and First Group Prayer Line. And Mike here, what a wonderful thing is to be able to. What a wonderful blessing it is to rise this morning and be able to thank God. Amen. And to thank God for restoring my voice, because it was the other day, stuff in the air. And it just had me coughing. But I thank God he is restoring my voice. And we were at the station the other night, leaving the radio station on Friday night, and one of the bishops said his daughter had been taken to the hospital, an emergency. She was unresponsive. And he was telling me when I walked out of there, and all I said was, she'll be all right. And Sunday morning, the young lady, God had raised this young lady up after prayer, and she was at church, and they could not believe it. They could not believe. She was unresponsive on Friday night, and after word of prayer, she was in an anointing. Praise God. I take my blessed oil everywhere I go, and every time they say something up in that station, I pull out my oil. They said, be careful, because Dr. Pfeiffer will get you with that oil. She'll bless you with that oil. So I just have faith that God is going to bless, because the oil has been blessed to do what it will do, to go out. And the Lord said he would watch his word be performed. Praise God. It wouldn't return void unto him. And at the same time, that Thursday night, my 39-year-old niece, I think she's 39 or 40, had a stroke, and she was unresponsive, and she was not able to do anything. And they called me, and they told me, they said, oh, I can't tell my, her sister said, I can't tell my dad, because I don't know how he's going to take it. I said, let me just break the news to him gently. I said, but don't you worry. I said, put faith on it. Don't put worry on it, and everything will be okay. And she's doing better. She's talking and doing great. So I'm giving God the glory right now, and I'm yet thanking him for constantly restoring my voice. I don't know what type of pollen or whatever it was in the air here, but the Lord is restoring my voice. And I had so much to do, a funeral to do, and it's just been a blessing just to be able to make it through. And even on Sunday, our Sunday service was a blessing. So I'm praising God and giving him the glory for the things that he has done. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. And God bless every one of you and all those that pray for me. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, the line is open to you. If you have a praise report, giving God the glory. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Sister Charlotte. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sister Jennifer. Such a warm voice. Good morning, Ambassador Chief Johnson. I just wanted to give my daughter's praise report. She's been trying to give it here. She's 10. We worked the concert for Caleb last Thursday out at the church, and a lady came up and paid for her camp for this summer. My daughter put her name up on the prayer request line, up on the prayer request board. They had a board. I didn't even know she did it. And she put her name on there. They came and found me, the mother, and said, there's a lady over there that wants to pay $100 towards your daughter's camp. I just remembered you, Ambassador Chief Johnson. I was like, if you paid $1, I was going to be happy. But I was so thankful. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I got a raise at Macy's. I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
My unemployment got extended. It's blocked again. It got extended.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Like, bam, bam, bam. This is all last week. So today is Tuesday. I couldn't get on the prayer line twice last week. But anyway, God, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for all the calamities. I'm thank you for the calamities of life, because it is my way of praising you. Thank you for the calamities. I'm like, Paul, if it wasn't for that thorn in my side, God, I would not understand grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have a good day, y'all.
Have a good day.
All right. Someone else with the praise report.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I thank God how I was able to hear Mother Johnson. And I'm just thanking God for another day, and I'm thanking God for First Fruit, and I'm thanking God for everything that, things is looking good for me, Lord, and I'm giving God all the glory. I love when Dr. Johnson say, God gonna, you know, turn it around and just continue just praying and continue just believing, having the faith. And I just thank God for First Fruit over and over. And I was able to speak to, I consider her like my mother in the Lord also, Dr. Pfeiffer, love her dearly. And like I said, I just thank God for everyone. I may not know everyone by names, but I truly consider First Fruit a true family to me. You guys play a major part in my life. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you so much. All right, the line is up to you. Anyone else having a praise report?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you.
This is Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson.
I thank God for the prayer line, and I thank the Lord for the strength. I feed on them, the strength of the Lord that comes from the prayer line. It is so sweet. As Mother Wife was saying, I may not call your doctor all the time or give you that proper plot, but I do thank God for you. You know, you want to say what you want to say, and it don't come out good, but I thank God for the time that he gave me and what he gave me to say to you all. I am grateful that I'm yet in the land of the living because the enemy don't care about you going out of here. But we are warriors. We're fighters. And I thank God for the fight that he put in me, because you have to strive to do it. And I thank God for giving me to do that. And I tell you, I thank God for my children that I'm still praying for. I praise God for my baby daughter, how the Lord is keeping her going. Just when she was they had her twins. The doctor told me she wasn't going to make it, but I tell you, she went out, but God brought her back. He brought her back.
Thank you,
and we are praising God yet for her, and that's been over 20 years ago. She is still going on, still working,
thank
working
God.
Two jobs, she had a heart attack, all of that. But God.
But God.
I thank him for that. Thank him for my life. God bless you, and y'all continue to pray for Mother Wilson.
God bless you, Mother Wilson. Thank you so much. We have time for maybe two or three more praise reports. Anybody else?
Yes, Dr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning to everybody. Amen. This is Missionary Hendricks, Erica 0912. I have a praise report. Amen, amen. God is good. God is good. God is so good. Amen. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. Thank God for Lady Betty and Mother Johnson, everybody on the line. Amen. My praise report is, Dr. Johnson, about 3 weeks ago, maybe more, my air conditioner went out completely, stopped. Amen. And I work with children, still work with children. So about 3 weeks ago, I went to the place where I keep the children. Amen. And when I had one in there, so a lady came in, and she was saying, to make it short, she was saying to me, she said, it's hot in here. And I said, she said, are you hot? I said, no, I'm not hot. And so we left it like that. And so she turned around and said something. I said, no, because I said, I'm not hot, because I said, my air is out at home. So that's all I said. And she said, what? She said, I said, my air is out at home. She said, you can't stay in that house without air. She said, let me call somebody. Glory be to God. She got on the phone. Call somebody. I didn't know what was going on. Hallelujah. And the lady said, we're going to have somebody out there tomorrow at your house. Dr. Johnson, the compressor had gone out. Hallelujah. The compressor burned up. Hallelujah. The next day, somebody came out to my house. And they put a brand new compressor, and so while they was putting it in, I was talking to them, and they said, because I have a two and a half ton air conditioner, they said it costs about $2,000. Glory mm-hmm. be to God. And then yesterday they came back and put the motor in and everything, and the bill added up to over $3,000. The lady told me that they was taking care of everything. I didn't have to pay one, not even a coin. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
And I was saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought about you. No, I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Over $3,000 and not a coin coming out of my pocket. Glory
oh,
be to God.
God.
To God be the glory. Amen.
That's a miracle.
Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, a miracle is what God does. Miracles when no man can do them. I don't. It had to be the Lord to move on them to do that for you.
Hallelujah.
That was the Lord working, and that was a miracle. Why don't y'all help her praise the Lord for her miracle? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You be happy for somebody else. That's when God will be happy for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. That's beautiful. Let me tell you something. Amen. Let me tell you something. When you learn how to praise God for other folks' miracles, that's when you position yourself for many more miracles. Read the Word of God. Go to Job, the 42nd chapter. It says, Job prayed for his friends. And when he did that, that's when he got double for his trouble. He started out with 500 she-asses, and he had 1,000. Had a yoke of oxen, 500, got 1,000. Sheep, he doubled that. Everything he had, he doubled. What had happened after he learned to pray for others. Amen. I'm telling you, it happens after you learn to praise God for others, their blessings. Amen. I did something the other day. People had misused me some years ago. I mean, really, hurt my family, hurt me, because it hurt my family. But I learned to celebrate even with the person who had misused me. They were having a party for her. I stopped what I was doing. My sister Hetty, she helped me. And I went by the celebration for the person who I know had led a coup against me and helped celebrate her, walked in and hugged her, and was there for her for her 70th year, basically birthday celebration. Let me tell you something. I positioned myself to receive an ultra awesome blessing from the Lord. So when you learn to praise God for others, you position yourself for God to bless you. All right, go ahead. I heard somebody else. Go ahead. Anybody else have a praise report? I'll take one more.
Good morning. This is Renata 314. Mm-hmm. Giving glory to God. Thank you, the Lord, for Dr. Johnson. Thank you, the Lord, for the First Group family. Like Jennifer said, I don't know you guys, but I just feel like you're a big part of my life and it's such a blessing. Miss Emma brought me to this line, and I just thank her a million times because it really has changed my life. Even though I don't always speak, sometimes I'm just waking up and my voice sounds so heavy, but I really, really appreciate this line and this family. And it's just such a blessing every morning to wake up and to spend time with this family. I hope everybody have a blessed day, praying blessings over everyone and praying for peace in the world. Thank you.
And that's Sister Renata Jones, is that right?
Yes.
God bless you. What encouragement I receive from that. Thank you so very, very, very much. God bless you.
God bless you.
I said one more, but, you know, we can take one more. Anybody else have a praise report?
Good morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and God bless everybody on the line. This is Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I want to say about a week or so ago, I called in to ask for prayer for my
friend, Mother Canary McWillis, and I talked to her on last night, and she's doing much better. She had a lot of conditions, but God has blessed her. She's doing much better, and I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for the prayer line, praying for her and praying for me so many times and for my family. I'm like the sister. I just thank the Lord for this family. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Thank God.
Thank you so much, Mother. God bless you. All right. One more. One more.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, I thank God. Yeah, Dr. Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty and the mother of the nation, Mother Johnson. Thank God to hear her voice this morning. I just thank God. Thank God for that. My son went in and they put a pacemaker in him. You know, William went in a pacemaker, but I want to let you know he's out of the hospital. And he has to sleep with a machine at night. So, y'all, I just thank God that he's out. And I want y'all to continue to keep him lifted up in prayer. And he will know the Lord. That's the main thing. I'm glad you're at the hospital. I wanted to be filled with God and the Holy Spirit.
God bless you, Mother Britt. Good to hear your voice, too. All right, I heard one more. We'll allow that.
Good morning. Glad to get on the prayer line. I've been trying for 20 minutes, but the Lord blessed me. This is Ambassador-elect Lacey to get on there. They kept saying that I had to dial the exit code over and over and over. I thank God that I'm on the prayer line.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Dr. Lacey, go ahead.
Hello.
All right, we're listening. Go ahead.
I said I'm just grateful this morning to be able to be on the prayer line. I had been trying for a long time, and finally I got made connection. I called you, Ambassador Johnson, and I called Ambassador Stern, and you know, and she just told me to keep trying. I thank the Lord for just being on the prayer line, and I did have a big miracle yesterday. The insurance company sent me back some money, and I'll be able to pay my note. I thank God for that.
Thank God. All right, thank God for you, Ambassador Elect Lacey. God bless all of you. Amen. I'm out of time for praise reports. We're going to get the prayer requests in just a moment. Don't forget tonight, it's the youth prayer line with Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer is going to be hosting tonight. Amen. And then I want to tell you, I had a great announcement. Our executive council met last night. I ran a lot of names by them. And we're going to be, you know, inducting also several persons as ambassadors-elect. Amen.
Okay.
Ambassadors-elect. I'm not able to tell you who they are today because it's a little preliminary. It's a little in advance, but I will be letting you know who they are in just a few days here. Amen. And I'm just excited about it. It's paving the way for a newness on our line as well as at our convention, as well as all over the world. Amen. People are listening from all over the world. And we have several ambassadors-elect who will be placed into the ambassador-elect program as we do that in just a few days. Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you, Executive Council, for standing with me on that, and I appreciate it very, very, very much. All right. Let's get some prayer requests here today before we go off. Amen. All right, I hear the Lord. Oh, my God. If you want, well, the Lord is saying he already knows who you are, and he knows what you need. And we're just to pray this morning for you. Amen.
Oh, thank you.
My. I want to ask those who have a request. Amen. See, you know, man is listening, but God already knows. If you have a request, let me demonstrate something to you. I'm going to give you a few seconds, as I do on the blog line, to make your request known again. This is for you because God already knows. But make your request known unto God. from you. And then we'll come and we're going to pray this morning. Amen. We'll give you a few moments, even as I talk. Why don't you go ahead and make your request known? Lord. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and make your request known. Amen. I know some of you all want to make it public. Well, okay. All right. Lord, do I do that or not? All right. God said just make your request known unto him this morning, and he will hear and answer your prayer. Amen. Whatever it is, just tell the Lord about it right now. I'll give you a few seconds to do it in your private prayer time. In the name of Jesus, oh, thank you. I have a request, and I'm going to make it known unto him right now. Why don't you do the same thing, and then I'm going to come and pray that God will grant all of these requests in Jesus' name. Oh, no matter what your problem is. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you. All over the world, make your request known unto him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 God says he sees the situation with your children, with your husband. He sees the situation with you needing not just a job, but a very good job. He sees the situation with your loved one behind prison walls. And he sees the situation with the enemy trying to sift your loved one as wheat. He sees all that. Yeah, he sees that pain down, deep down in your hips. Thank you, Lord. He sees your heart being bruised and wounded by someone who acts like they don't even care. He sees all that. He sees the burden that you've been carrying. Even all this week, you haven't said nothing. But he's lifting your heavy burden now, and he's lightening your heavy load. He sees that procedure that you're getting ready to take. And he says he will be in the midst and direct the doctor's hand. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. Yeah, he sees that pain all down your side. Yeah, yeah, he was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It destroys all yokes. God, I thank you for how you've been there for them. I'm going to ask you, Lord, that you take them back in their minds to remember what you did for them on last year. And the Holy Ghost said, on last year, how you fixed the thing for them over and over again. And I'm asking you, Lord, as you remind them of what you did for them on last year. And even the beginning of this year, you did it again. God, I'm asking you to let them have the faith to believe you for new mercies, new mercies in the name of Jesus on their family, on their life, on their heart, on their soul, on their in the job situation. Oh, God. Oh, God, lift the heavy burden. Supply that need, Lord, because you have supplied it every month. Oh, God, you did it already. Bind the enemy that comes against them and give them complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. You said that all our loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, may I have the privilege to loose blessings? He said, yes. Oh, yes, Lord, I lose blessings. Anybody who wants a blessing, you got to learn how to agree and how to grab it. Reach out. Shut up. grab it. It's been loosed. Yeah, upon you. Learn how to have enough faith to reach out and grab it. Pull it into your bosom. Yeah, as I'm doing right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for it, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you. Yeah. I hear the Lord saying, before you get from the house to the gate, no, I heard him say it again, before you get from the house to your car, he will have turned it around. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. My. And when you get in your car, the instructions are to just thanking God, like it's already done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it has been already done. Turned around. Before you get from your house to your car, you will have turned it around. When you get in the car, the instructions are to thank him. And like you knew it's done. That's it right there. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking you right now. I'm not waiting to no battle. And I see what. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for fixing it. Thank you for bringing this out all right. Thank you for lifting the burden. Thank you for turning things around. Glory. Sir, I'm turning around, God. Thank you for turning things around. Thank you. Yeah, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, God. Thank you. God, you got it. The battle is not yours anyway. The battle is the Lord's. If you're going to release the battle to him, just thank him now for solving the battle and for the victory that's already in your hand. Thank you for victory. Thank you. God, we praise you. God, we appreciate you. That's the devil that doesn't want you to thank the Lord. I see. That's the enemy. You better learn how to push past the stench and bless the Lord and give him glory. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. And give God glory. Push past what the enemy's trying to do to you. And give God glory. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him adoration. Thank you, Lord. Where's the enemy trying to make you offended? But the devil is alive. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood, the resurrection blood of Jesus. Give God glory. Give God praise. The devil is alive. Thank you, Jesus. Truth shall be known. And thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Let go. Thank you. Not any more seconds to praise him. Let's give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. All right. Want to praise the Lord, everybody. One thing the Lord reminded me, we got to tell you about the convention. Don't forget about it. We need to know if you're coming. We gave you information on the hotels. Saints of God, be responsible. Man, call in and make your reservation. We've done this so that it can be just convenient for you. Got you a good price, everything. If you plan on coming, call the hotel and let them know that you want them to reserve your room with the First Fruits blog. Amen. Give us the information on the hotel if you're there. Ambassador Hodges, amen. Give us the information on the hotel. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. Come on in if you're there. Amen. The hotel is at Wingate in North Little Rock. that Wingate, W-I-N-G-A-T-E, Wingate Hotel.
Room block. Amen. And this is in North Little Rock, Arkansas. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Amen. God bless you. And Chief, you know, this coming Wednesday is shut-in. Amen.
That's right.
Tomorrow night. Amen.
Yes. The Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. I appreciate the help. Amen. Our shut-in is tomorrow night beginning at 9 o'clock. I'm going to start it out with 1,000 thank yous, leading people across the world with 1,000 thank yous. Amen. We're going to do it tomorrow night. As we thank him across the world, collectively, it will be over 2 billion praises going up as we start the shut-in. Get the word out. We're going to give over 2 billion praises tomorrow night across this world. People will thank God everywhere. And then we're going to go into our all-night shut-in. Yeah, we're going to start at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. And the line is open to any of you who would like to be a part of the shut-in. I got several hours open if you would like to be a part of the shut-in. And if you'd like to lead the shut-in, amen. Last time I told you all, when you have the privilege to lead prayer, and praise unto God, do not miss it. Do not miss it. Don't say, I can't do it. You can have testimonies for 30 minutes. You can have prayers for 30 minutes. You can have praises going up for 30 minutes. You can have someone speaking for 30 minutes. Do not miss. You've been saying, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Well, he's looking for you to make one step. He'll make the other. Just say, I'd like to have that hour. I'd like to have that 30 minutes. Amen. Some 30 minutes are open. And I will be doing it more so on tomorrow morning, getting all the slots filled. Be ready. Be thinking about what slots you want. If you want the 9:30 slot, if you want the 11:30 slot, if you want the 1:30 in the morning, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning slot, be ready. Think about it. And be ready to come in as I ask you what slots you want. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Dirty clothes over here.
Don't forget about the new prayer line tonight. Amen. Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen. Will be leading the way tonight. God bless all of you.
Chief Ambassador.
Yes, go ahead.
Chief Ambassador, I do apologize. I was unable to unmute my phone. But I would like to ask that everyone that is planning to come, please make sure that you, when you call, you say you want a room in the first room block. And, again, your credit card will be asked, your credit card information. That card will not be hit until you actually arrive. However, if you make the reservation and don't show up when you say you are, you must call them to change your date or you will be charged for one room night. We need to pick up these rooms no later than May 15th. So I'm sure most of you all probably know by now that whether or not you're going, let's call, let's support, and let's make this fifth convention one of the best conventions so far. God bless you.
And God bless you. Listen, precious, precious, precious people, I know that our style, I've experienced it so many, many, many things. I know our style is to wait till the last moment, but I'm asking you not to wait till the last moment. Call in and make your reservations now. Amen. Be on it. Amen. Change your style of doing things. Don't wait till the last moment. Get it done now, and you'll be blessed. Amen. By doing it now. Lord bless you and keep you. We love you. Amen. Just trying to help you. And I found out a long time ago that people who don't want to be helped are very foolish people. And then 2 years from now, they'll be in the same spot as they were before. See, get on that and make those reservations. Amen. Take time to do it. Take time to do it. You'll be blessed for it. We love you. And let me ask, before I leave here today, is there anybody who say, Pastor Johnson, I would like for the all night shut-in tomorrow night. I would like a certain hour, a certain time. And if you would, let us know it right now. Otherwise, think about it overnight. We'll be there and do it tomorrow morning. Okay, but if you can now, don't wait. Don't wait. Anybody, have you thought about it and you want to tell us what's going on? Go ahead.
Yes, this is Ambassador Lake Bonita, Area
616.
Yes, I would like a half an hour.
Okay. Can you take what's available, Ambassador Hodges, can tell us?
We have 10:30 to 11. From
can
12.
You take that?
Yes.
You'll put down Ambassador-elect Benita Frierson, 10:30 to 11. All right. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Dr. Johnson, this is Missionary Henry, 912 area. I would like 30 minutes, please.
Okay. Can you take 11:30?
Chief, we have that 11 to midnight is taken. We have any time between midnight to 5 o'clock is what we have open now.
Okay. Can you take any of that, Missionary Hendricks?
12:30 would be fine with me.
12 to 12:30. Thank you so much. Anybody else?
Okay, so that would be 12 to 12:30 Central Time, which means it would be 1 to 1:30 your time, Missionary.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead.
I'll take 12:30 to 1.
All right. 12:30 to 1.
Thank you, Sister Peterson.
Anyone else?
Ambassador Gina?
Yes, ma'am.
About 5 to 6.
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Yeah, I thought you said you have it open until 5 to 6.
No, until 5 o'clock. We have from midnight to 5 o'clock. Yes, ma'am.
Make it clear. Thank you. Excuse me for that.
That's okay.
All right, anyone else? All right, God bless all of you. I can't wait on you. I mean, I'll ask you one more time. Anyone else?
This is Evangelist Palmer. Is 4 to 5 taken up?
4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. You want the entire hour?
Yes.
And that's Evangelist Palmer?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Now, that's Central Time, Evangelist Palmer.
Yeah, I'm here in Missouri.
Okay,
yes,
good.
In Missouri. Okay.
All right. Anybody else?
Is 5 o'clock open?
No, ma'am.
What are your hours you have open now?
We have from 1 o'clock Central Time to 4 o'clock Central Time.
Let me have 4 to 4:30.
Okay, 4 to 4:30. 4 to 4:30 was just picked up in that hour with Evangelist Palmer. So you would have to take 1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
3:30.
You want to go from 3 to 3:30?
Let me do 1.
Okay, you want to go from 1 to 1:30?
Yes.
And your name, please?
Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson, thank you.
All right, anyone else? All right, God bless you. We'll fill the slots more so tomorrow. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We just had a great, great, awesome time today. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Now, please join us tomorrow at 6 a.m. And don't forget, tomorrow night is our all-night shut-in. The Lord bless you and keep you. We're praying for the people in Philadelphia, too. Amen.
Baltimore.
The riots are going, and we certainly want to keep them in our prayers in the name of Jesus. We don't want to forget about Ferguson, too. They're not out of the woods. They need prayer, too. Amen.
Ambassador Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Bernita, Ambassador-elect.
Mm-hmm.
I have been cut off the line about 4 times due to personal issues with my phone. But did anyone mention praying for India?
No, they didn't. And we will close with that. In fact, that's on your heart. We'll join your prayers today with our faith and ask God to be blessed. All right. Let me ask, just before we get to the prayer there, is there anybody else who wants to take a time to lead the prayer? Amen. For the all-night prayer tomorrow night.
Yes, this is Ambassador Lacey, put me down for whatever you got left there, half an hour.
All right, give it to us, Master Hodges.
We have 1:30 to 2, 2 to 2:30.
That'll be fine,
1:30
to
2.
1:30
right,
to
2.
Okay, thank you.
All right, anyone else want to speak up right now and say what time you want?
Yes, God bless you. This is Evangelist Latanya. I would like to take the 2:30, the 2 to 2:30.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we have you taking with Ambassador Stern. What time is that?
5 to 6.
5 to 6. Are you aware of that also, 5 to 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Put it down for 2 to 2:30. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Anyone else? The line is open to you. All right, God bless you. We'll fill in the rest tomorrow.
We only have 3 slots left.
What are they?
2:30 to 3, 3 to 3:30, and 3:30 till 4.
All right. Has the Lord moved on anybody else to speak up? If so, the line is open to you. You heard those times mentioned. Anybody? All right, God bless you. Yes.
Dr. Jackson, you said
3:30
to 4.
Read it one more time.
3:30 to 4. Okay. We have 2:30 to 3, 3 to 3:30, and 3:30 to 4.
Okay, I can do the 2 to 2:30. This is Renata Jones.
Thank you. And that's the 3, you're saying 3 to 3:30 or 3:30 to 4?
I thought you said 2 to 2:30. I'll take
2 to 2. No, 2 to 2:30. It's taken. We have 2:30 to 3.
That's
3.
Fine.
Okay, and this is what you'll take the 2:30 to 3?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak up before we close? All right. God bless you. We'll get the others tomorrow.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm back. This is Charlotte Gray. I'm going to reach out to maybe Sister Jennifer and Sister Sheila. Us three, maybe we could tag team that, and all three of us. Sister Jennifer, Sister Sheila, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can we finish those 3 hours, the three of us?
It's 1 hour. Sure.
It's 1 hour from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
Okay, Sister Sheila on the line? Okay, I can text her. Okay, so me, Sister Jennifer, and I'll text Sister Sheila. She might be at work.
Okay,
all
3
right,
to 4.
You.
That's from 3 to 4. All right.
In the morning,
now,
right?
Yes,
yeah,
she's on New York time.
Yeah, 3
okay.
a.m.
Thank you.
Now, let me say this to you all. Tomorrow, I'm going to open it up again. Some of you who may want to double up shifts and working together. You know, the disciples came like that too, two by two. So I'll open it up again. Some of you who want to participate, I don't want you to be barred from it. I want to allow you to participate. Oh, no, some hours already taken. You can double up with people and work together, folks. Work together. God bless you. Got to go. Amen. I'm always cognizant of trying to give family time. I know I don't want to be on your time. The Lord bless you and keep you. And may you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And may God bless you with in a special way between today and tomorrow morning. We'll be back on the blog line tonight. Even before that, we got the youth prayer line at 7 o'clock. Dial the same number. If you want to be on the blog line, let me give you the number, 646. Always bring your pen, piece of paper. If you want to be on the blog line tonight, 646-595-2035. Again, 646-595-2035. That's all you need. No code, just 646-595-2035. And when you come on, you should hear me talking around 9 o'clock. Okay? Thank God for those. If I'm not on, you'll hear the saints of God praying. Amen. We just thank God 1,000 times on that line, and God does great miracles. We learn how to walk through the house thanking God and bind the devil all over your house. It's a wonderful time. The Holy Ghost drops on that line like I can't describe. And some of y'all, take time for the blog line in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out, they're coming in. Bless people financially. Bountifully help them, Lord. Give them good health and great strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day, Saint. God bless.
God bless everybody.
God bless everyone. I enjoyed you, Mother Johnson. And all thanks to God. Thank you.